As Valentine's Day approaches, some of you folks listening might be getting ready to take the next step with your partner. I'm, of course, referring to shared checking accounts. Not very sexy, I know, but before you pop or answer the question, there are some other questions you may want to ask your partner to make sure you're on the same financial page. Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst and host of Jill on Money, is here. Hi, Jill.
Hello.
We have spoken of this on the program before, but apparently we can't talk about it enough. It used to be rude to ask about someone's finances, and now people seem hungry to start. How do you do it? I mean, let's say you're just dating. How do you do it without an emotional exchange?
I think the best way to start is to actually acknowledge that it is emotional, because money can be this concrete receptacle for all of your emotions, but it's really the emotions that guide you. It's what brings the judgment out. It's what makes you feel bad about yourself. So I think we all have baggage when it comes to relationships. Mm-hmm. Some of it is other relationships, but some of it is just about money. So you want us to talk about it like, hey, you know what? In my family, money wasn't a thing. Or mm-hmm. in my family, it really was. Mm-hmm. And in fact, it was a power tool. Or my family, gosh, I feel so bad because my parents have sacrificed everything for me and I'm not living up to what they want. And if you just have that conversation almost to start, it makes everything else a lot more interesting because it gives you the lens through which you can see yourself and your partner.
Right. And research shows that couples are getting married later in life. And that might be influencing those conversations because you have more that you've invested in, and you know more about yourself, what you want to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, not only that, but you also have your own systems in place. You know, if you were 22 and 25 getting married, you know, you had some bad habits, but not too bad. You know, you're 30, you're 35 years old, you know, think about Taylor and Travis. Like, they're both 34. They've come with their relationships with a lot of experience before they are going to potentially merge.
Taylor and Travis get into this segment
too? Do you know why? Because I am only moderately educated, not overeducated. So I'm in the mainstream, just in case you're wondering.
Okay. Referring to the last segment. Look, is there a red flag? So if someone has a lot of debt, that's not their fault, but you know, maybe you don't want to take it on. Maybe you have a problem with debt from growing up. Is there something that you should really listen harder to?
I think what's most important is to get it out on the table. And you can also say, like, let's just share the information. Like, we love each other. We're going to live with each other. Maybe we're going to get married. Maybe we're not. And maybe we can just talk about, like, this is how much money I make. This is how much I make. This is what my savings look like. This is what my debt looks like. How do you feel about us sharing certain things versus not? And I think the problem is if you don't talk about it, it will become an issue. I can almost guarantee it, as someone who used to be in the business. So it has to be aired as quickly as you can get it out, and then come up with a game plan for each of you. And it doesn't have to be 50-50. It doesn't have to be that you share everything exactly. It has to be a system that works for you and your relationship.
And goals that you share. And real quick, there's something called a no-nup. If you're not married, you don't need a prenup.
Right. Well, this is one of my favorite documents, because when you are married and the relationship doesn't actually last, a divorce actually is a framework for breaking up financially as well. But when you're not actually married legally, there isn't a framework in place. Right. And so a no-nup is you have not gotten married, but if something bad were to happen between the two of you, here's how we divvy everything up.
That helps.
Right?
Yeah. Jill Schlesinger. Ending on breakup. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you as well.
CBS News business analyst, host of Jill on Money.